First of all, I would just like to explain, as far as the Masechta Avodah Zarah is concerned, the Masechta is really three parts. We had until here, the bottom of Chavtes Amin Aleph is one part of the Masechta. A lot of it is Agadata and Agadata type Gemaris. From the next Mishnah, Chavtes Amin Beis, from till Mem, are the 10 blot that have to do with the Yeridei Adinim, Bishul Akum, Cholav Akum, etc. It has three Mishnayos. Il Dvarim that are Osa Bahano, Shogayim, Il Dvarim that are Muta Bahano, and Osa Bashtia, or Achila, and Il Dvarim that are Muta. It's like a separate Masechta, the 10 blot from Chavtes Amin Beis, where we're going to begin next week. So just Masechta Advarim is sort of three Masechtas. It's till Chavtes Amin Beis, Chavtes till Mem, is those parts of Yeridaya, and Mem till the end has to do with Yai Nesach and with Dinei Gufa Avodah Zarah, which in the Masechta Avodah Zarah we didn't have much of it yet. But for today, I wanted to focus on the Chiddush of Taisvis. Taisvis is Mechadesh that looking in a mirror was an Issur D'oraisa in the time of Chazal. That looking in a mirror was an Isser because it was considered Kishutei Noshim. There's Isser in the Torah of Lo Yilbash, a man's not allowed to wear women's clothing. And Pasha, that applies to clothing, to makeup. It applies, the Chazal say, to shaving your underarms, which is a Maisa Noshim. But it's a Maisa Kishut, at least it's something that's physical. It's on the body, it's clothing on the body, it's shaving the parts of the body. But the Tosfos says Mechadish that even using a mirror, if it's in a place where only women use a mirror, that also is an issur of Layilbash, and that's the Chiddush here of Tosfos. And you can understand that the Tosfos is a Chiddush because he's extending the dinim of Layilbash to something that's not an item of clothing. It's not something that you see on the person's body. Now, first of all, the Ramah says that Bizman Hazeh, that men look in mirrors just like women look in mirrors, maybe not just like, but also look in mirrors. So today there's no Isser to be mistakel in a mirror, and that's the way we paskin. But nevertheless, the way Tosfos paskin the dinim of Lo Yilbash has important ramifications. I want to explain. There's a Bach in Hilchis Lo Yilbash. And the Bach says a Chiddush, which is a point of contention. It's all based on this Tosfos. The Bach says that let's say a man wants to wear a woman's beged for some other reason. It's raining. And it's the only raincoat you have. It's moshtiach. A woman wants to wear a man's raincoat. It's raining outside. You have to go out with something. She puts on a man's raincoat. So, Pashit, that's aser. A woman's not allowed to wear a man's clothing, just like a man's not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. The Bach says it's mutter based on this Tosfos. Well, how do you see it in Tosfos? The Tosfos says looking in a mirror is aser aslo yilbash. And nevertheless, when you go take a haircut by a guy, it's mutter. Gemara says that when you go take a haircut by a guy, you want to make sure he doesn't take off too much of your head, right? They were chashish, so you're allowed to look in a mirror, but there. So the Bach learns from this Tosfos that Lo Yilbash is mutter when there's an ulterior motive, when there's an outside reason. When there's a different reason that you're doing it, that's the Bach's Chiddush based on this Tosfos, that you're allowed to wear Bigdei Anashim, Bigdei Nashim, if you're wearing it for some other reason. The Chochmas Adam is mefakfek on this Bach. It says that women are not allowed to use tools of war, swords and guns. And women are not allowed to use al-tis-isser. And there it's also, it's to fight a war.
So according to Bach, it would be all right for a man to dress
up like a woman, like a Purim? No, on Purim it would still be us, because the man is still wearing the begadim to look like a woman. That's us. When I see an ulterior motive, I mean not to look like a woman, but to protect. The Chochmas Adam says, but the woman's not allowed to wear Klei Zayin. And Klei Zayin is even to fight a battle. It says by Yoel, when she kills Sisera, which is a Navi, in the Haftarah of Parsha B'Shalach. So there it says she took a peg, she didn't take a sword, she took a peg, she wanted to be over on the Yisr. So you see, so the Chochmas Sodom, you see differently. The Chochmas Sodom, though, makes a pshara, which has very much to do with the Yisrael that we're learning. It says there are two Yisrael. There's the Yisrael of what you wear, the clothing you wear, plays eye, and also you wear, are things that are worn. And then there's an Yisrael of things you don't wear, like a mirror, or he says something you carry, a cane or a fan that they used to use. So he says, the Bach is right in Taisus extension of the Yisr. Now, so that's a beggar, that's also a bad sin. So that's also for any reason. When we extend the Yisr to a mirror, or an example today would be an umbrella, a man wants to use a woman's umbrella, so that's mutter. Taisus heter applies halfway. It applies Taisus extension of the Yisr. So there's such a gather. So we have here the Bach. The Bach holds that it's mutter for any other reason. And Grader Ramosha Paschal is like the Bach, B'makom Tzairich. And the Chochmas Sodom, who says it's only true for these secondary types of Yisurim. So this is the Bach and the Chochmas Sodom.
How can it be a Yisur for a woman of Great Zion if some person holds that
The question is how women are supposed to fight with Amalek if they're also in Klei Zayin. I don't know. Maybe they have to take a yosed of the oil. I don't know. Like Yoel did. I don't know. I'm not sure. But at any rate, I don't know how they're going to fight Amalek. But anyway, this is the back of the Chochmas Sodom. That's like the yosed in these halachas. You can understand. This is the yosed. Now, what? Yeah, because that fish is worth it, it's Shaila. So she was able to do it a yosei, she didn't have to do it a sword. Okay, it's a Gemara, we'll check it. Alright, now, getting to Ramosha's Truvas. Ramosha, you have two Truvas here, one is from Chelek Aleph, one is from Chelek Beis. Ramosha was asked about pills that could be taken to change the person's gray hair to black. I don't know that these things truly exist. I've never heard of them. Maybe they do exist. I don't know. But one way or the other, Lu Yitzur, they exist. Ramosha was asked, it says, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to dye your white hair black, because it's Kishutei Nashim. So Ramosha was asked about taking a pill. Taking a pill is not a Maisa Kishut. It doesn't look like anything. So Ramosha has a very Gishmaka Chakira. His chakira is if the Issa lo yilbash, if the Issa is the maisa or the tetzah, is the mitzvah the result or is the mitzvah the act? If the mitzvah is the act, so taking a pill is not a maisa Issa. If the Issa is the result, then even taking a pill is also aser. Now this clair that Rav Moshe has, if it doesn't work, you can do it. The women always do things that don't work. It's also a question. But, that's an interesting question. One second. There's a very geshmaka ragachava, the Tzavtas Paneach. He says, when do we say groma is mutter? When's it also in the Torah? Like on Shabbos, if you go to Malach on Shabbos, it's only a Siddur Abaran. And by Ritzicha, Gram Ritzicha is in a Siddur Aisa. Or Dina de Garmi by Mazik is in the Siddur Aisa. Well, how do you know when a groma is Osir or when it's mutter? So the Ragachava has this chiluk of Ramosha. He says you have to take every Avera and decide, is the Avera the Maisa? Then groma is mutter. If the Avera is causing the result, then the groma is also Osir. The very Geshmak is Svara. Ritzicha, the Avera of Ritzicha is the result, is causing someone to die. So groma is also awesome in our time. Shabbos, it's not the result that's awesome. If you said a Shabbos kaki, you can do it. The Isser is the Maisa, the breaking the Shvisa of Shabbos. With this is the Maisa, so groma is mutter min ha-tayr. With this is the result, it's awesome. So Moshe has this chakira. What about Yilbash? Is this the result or the Maisa? He says, Svara is it's the result, not to look like big day Narshim, and he brings a raya to it. And immediately he asks these pills. In the second tshuva, Reb Bik wrote him a letter, and he asked what sounds to be a gevaldig akasha. He says, if the is the result, so why is it also to look in a mirror? Tackle all the cases in the Gemara Shtim, but the case of Atais is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't make any sense. Looking in a mirror, there's no result. What's the result? There's no result that it looks like a nash, like nashim. It's a very stark akasha on Rav Moshe's whole yisai that this is the result. So how could it be that this is an issa? So Rav Moshe's answer is we can argue if it's a satisfying answer. Rav Moshe writes that for ladies to look in a mirror, it doesn't have to do with the result. Women, like it's Peshitta, women, they go someplace, they dress up, they have to look in the mirror. And he writes in almost amusing language, he writes, Derech Goshen L'shtabeach V'zeh. The women praise themselves, they look in the mirror. And he says, Mashemarba L'stakol B'mara Chashivusa B'yoyfi Misraba. U'kemishtabcha Yisatzmam B'yoyfi. So I never say so. America, Kafkasman. There used to be an expression that he looks in the mirror a whole day. So Ramesha. Now it sounds a little daichik. This is the result. You're a person who looks in the mirror. But the Gemara here really says it. The Gemara says that when someone takes a haircut by a guy and he's makpid to have a mirror, in the time of Chazal, that was a sign he's an Adam Chashev. Chashuvah people had mirrors, not Chashuvah people didn't have mirrors. So I don't know the mentality, because we don't live in that time. But it appears that there is some sort of a Hagdara in looking in a mirror. But really, if you take the Bach, the Chochmas Adam, and you sort of plug it into the Gris Maish, it sort of comes out like this. Chochmas Adam said there are two types of Layilbash. Is the dressing, and that's also like plug, it doesn't matter why you're doing it. And then there's looking in the mirror. There are things that are not dressing yourself, but are viber shazachin that are appended somehow to this. And the Chochmas Adam was perfectly comfortable saying they have different dinim. Wearing begadim is also no matter what. And the secondary type of things, it depends if it's liz damais or not liz damais. So using that hagdara, the kasha that he asked Rav Moshe is not that stark. Rav Moshe is saying that the isser of la yilbash, this is the result, which in svara is very mistaver. You're asking from Tosis extension to looking in a mirror. So even if Rav Moshe has a teretz, but even if you're not satisfied with the teretz, the hagdara of the isser of looking in the mirror, which it could be, is takad ma'isa, not the result. It's the ma'is and not the result. It's lav dafka that the hagdara of the two are the same. The Chochmas Adam says that they're two different hagdaras of Isurim. Now here there's a big nafkamina in the heter to shave. Besides what they print in the newspapers all the time about the Chazaynish and shavers, that Chazaynish said not to use shavers. We know there are those who acid shavers. The question is why shaving is not an isser of la yilbash. Women don't have facial hair. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, he asked shaving out la yilbash, and Lubavitch is all grow beards. The truth is all the chassidim grow beards. But they have that's the shita. The shita is that there's an isser la yilbash in shaving. And the question is how do we answer it? If you hold this, the maisa. So women don't shave. There's no ma'isa. But if you hold the result, like Ramesha says, so then it should be aser. Then it should be aser. There, those who understand that if you leave yourself a mustache, so you avoid the problem. So it's interesting. Ramesha writes that shaving is not an issue. Is not an issue because it's not something women do. Even they don't cause the result. The result happens to them. It's something that happens to them. It's not something they do. That's how Ramesh sort of defends his shita, that the isser is the result and not the maisa. It's something that happens to them, and nafkamina will be if they ever come out with something to cure baldness. Wow. You take a pill and you avoid baldness. They've been coming out with it for hundreds of years, but it just doesn't work. But if they ever had a pill, would that be asur? Al kishute nashim? So it comes out, Ramesha says, by shaving, it's not kishute nashim. Women, they don't shave, they just don't have to shave. So a pill for baldness, according to that, would be mutter too. But at any rate, the main point I wanted to make is that Taisus here has a new hagdara in this of layilbash. We have the primary, which is the begadim or the guf of a person, and the secondary one, which is the mirror. You have here the heter of the bach and chafas adam. Both agree that it's mutter by things that are secondary, and then and Ramesh's heter as well. Okay, I've got the Shabbos to everyone.